Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, all our South Shore friends and neighbors. This is Cindy Ford with Sharon McNamara from Boston Connect Real Estate. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And Sharon's just getting her headphones in, but it's going to be a great show tonight, and we want you to get home safely and listen to us while you're driving. While Sharon connects, we have a great guest tonight. We have Watchman Waterproofing. We have Dave, Tim, and Julie here. We're so excited to talk all things water. Right? Isn't that good? And there's a big duck on the table. A very, very, very big duck. So happy.
You guys bring all kinds of fun stuff every time you come here, honestly.
I know.
Makes me feel like a kid again. But I didn't have a lot of toys when I was a kid.
Me either.
Well, I worked in a convenience store.
But that's a show
I played
for
with the
cash
register. Yeah, I know. Is there a therapy show or something, Larry, on WATD that I could be a part of?
That we can call into?
Yeah, Larry. Larry, are you digging me tonight or what?
Would you like to talk about it?
Well, there's the Larry midnight magic.
Yeah, midnight
voice,
Larry.
Right?
Midnight.
Midnight Larry. Yeah, well, you did a good job there with your intro.
Well, I'm
Take
always
over.
Prepared
yeah,
because
I
never know when you're coming in.
Well, that's all right. I was working.
So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You don't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Larry manning the phones tonight,
yes,
right?
We do.
You want to give everybody the phone number? So what happened?
So the phone number, if you have any questions for Watchman Waterproofing, the phone number is 781-837-4900. We would love to answer any questions or have them answer any questions you might have, especially with the winter coming up and the rains and, you know, everything else that's been going on. You never know.
All the hurricanes down south coming up.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and it was awful because I knew that you guys, even last week I was thinking about it, I knew that you were going to be on. And I cannot stop thinking about these people because I'm having... You know, with when you came to my house, you know, one of the things that, you know, you did to help me was just because of that moisture, just the smell of it. And I can only imagine what's going on down there. So, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, I know, what if they did call you down there? Would you go down there to help?
No.
No, you have to speak into your microphone like this, okay? You have to be that close. No, it's just too far for you to go. I mean, they're going to need professionals like you all over the place down there. So I'm just wondering, will equipment and everything like that, will it be very scarce to get a hold of?
Well, mostly down in the south, they don't even have basements. Their biggest issue is going to be the mold.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of them, they do not
and
have
even,
basements.
Even when you're talking massive floods down there like that, we're also talking about raw sewage.
I was thinking about that when I saw people walking around in it, and I said to my husband, I couldn't, I don't think I could walk through there. He goes, well, what would you do to survive? I go, I guess I wouldn't, you know, like that's the problem, but I would have left, you know, but, oh, you hear that, that music, that means that Malcolm Alter is, here tonight, and he's going to get everybody home nice, safe, and sound. How are the roads looking out there, Malcolm?
All right, now we're still looking at some delays coming down Route 128. Sharon, good evening to you. This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army. You've got some delays from Highland Avenue right down through Canton along Route 128 southbound. Route 3, just a little slow getting off the expressway, which is carrying delays down past Andrews Square, again around Neponset Circle northbound from Granite up to Neponset, again up into the O'Neill Tunnel. On Route 3A, you've still got some delays, but easing out a little bit. It's bumper to bumper on Washington Street. Once you get down by Germain Avenue, down into the Rotary, and a little slow getting onto the Four River Bridge. Northbound looks okay. Hurricane Harvey has devastated Texas and Louisiana, flattening communities which will take years to rebuild. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation to 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Traffic on the Nines. Every morning, I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Larry, playing jokes on me. And we're back. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon and Cindy. We're happy to be here. We're going to start doing our videos again. I haven't told you that yet, but people are missing them. So we're doing our videos. You guys are going to love those videos, by the way. So Melissa Wallace, who is, we're calling her now the Director of Client Relations for my team. But she's going to be taking over a portion of just social media and marketing for Boston Connect Real Estate. She's so good at it.
Melissa.
So we're going to have her doing that for us on weekends and stuff. And she said, I really want you guys doing those videos again.
They were funny.
And
they were all off the cuff, but we think we're funny.
I'm staring at him. He's like, I don't
know. No, really. We're going to send it directly to you, but we think we're funny.
Yeah. We have another guest who's in the room with us, too, and I don't want to call him off, and I'm not going to take attention away from Watchmen. Waterproofing. Because I don't want to say it wrong. But next week's guest is going to be Daryl Ford, who's Cindy's husband, and we're going to be talking about South Shore Gutter Monkeys. But Daryl, I'm going to just ask you to bring your chair over here with Cindy as well, because I feel like some of what you talk about is in relation to what you guys do as well, too. So he's the culprit of, like, you know, the gutters and the water going down into the basements and all of that. So there might be parts of things that come in that maybe he can be a part of. So come take your chair over here. And I love that I just told him what to do.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah. So why don't you guys, what are some of the main things? I know one of my favorite things is to talk about horror stories. Do you want to do that first, or do you want to save that for last?
Well, we didn't get to talk about some of the horror stories at the end last month.
This is like your third time. Like, you can't be shy anymore. It's over. It's been a long week. Yeah. So, I mean, what has been going on around here? I mean, has it been wet around here, or has it been? It's been pretty dry, maybe, or I can't recall. I don't have the worry anymore because you put a system in my house.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of people are just looking at the rains down south, and they're just thinking they're coming here.
Yeah.
They are correct about that. They will get here eventually.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we back up a little bit, too, just for our listeners who maybe haven't heard you in the past. Can you tell everybody a little bit about you and the other, you know, your other two people here and what it is that your company does and where the areas are that you service? It could be you talking, whoever feels most comfortable.
In a nutshell, Watchman Waterproofing makes basements dry.
Mm-hmm.
We do it in time-tested ways. We guarantee all of our work. And people that dry their basements are gaining significant real estate, a lot of floor space in the basement. If you have a two-story house, 33% of your floor space is in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's wet, moldy, musty, you just can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, we just rescue that space for people to use.
Yep.
We're doing it all over Eastern Mass.
Mm-hmm.
We've been expanding quite a bit. We're having quite a bit of interest on the North Shore and Metro West lately.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to the Wilmington Home Show this month to expand into the North Shore area, and there's been quite a bit of interest, and we've had very good luck up there as well.
And how many crews do you have going generally?
Right now, if we need to, we can field five crews.
Wow.
And typically we have 2 to 3 in the field every day.
Now, I know at one point during the summer we had some really big rains. Actually, since last week, didn't you get stuck in the rain? That was pretty, it just opened up and poured.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, that was just last week,
so
yeah.
Is that when people generally will call you? Oh, now I know I have a problem. When should people call you?
It usually is. If you've had water in the basement at all, any time in the history of the home, you should call us to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And when people call during a rainstorm, the whole world seems to be calling, and they mm-hmm. want to dry now. And the best time for us to do it is in the dry season. Mm-hmm. When it's very slow, we can come out, we can take care of it. And typically when people wait, there's a lot of damage that gets done as a result. The furnace can be lost, the water heater can be lost. Mm-hmm. 30 years of treasure can be sitting in the basement, wedding photos, things like that. So if you've ever had water, you will probably have it again, and you should call us now.
So mm-hmm. being proactive can save thousands and thousands of dollars and memories, right?
A lot of anguish. Mm-hmm. It's a very ugly thing when your basement is that wet, and the amount of damage it does, and it's just pretty terrible, actually. Mm-hmm. So we like to hear from people sooner than later.
Well, and Cindy and I were talking last week. I barely remember, but I remember part of it.
I don't remember it at all, I'm thinking, but go ahead.
I know. I think it was just the two of us that was on, actually.
Oh, yeah,
and we were just talking about, what should you do when you're preparing your home? And, we were talking about different things. Like I said, Daryl's here for South Shore Gutter Monkeys. Making sure that everything is empty so you get good water flow and all of that. And I think that people should have an assess. You can't really assess in a dry basement if they're ever going to have water. But, sometimes people would have a sump pump or something. Do you guys do some of that work, too? Sump pump type work? Because you do the, don't you do the whole French drain thing, too?
We do the full spectrum of waterproofing. And even when the basement's dry, we can't predict whether or not it will be wet. Mm-hmm. But we can guarantee that it won't be if we put in a system. So
yeah.
It's a preventive measure.
And that's what I think is great. So what about people with new construction as well? I would assume that you wouldn't want to buy a house and then hope, just keep your fingers crossed as you do the basement over.
We've run into it several times. A brand new home will have water. And we're reaching out to contractors now, the same way we've been working with realtors and home inspectors. And we're trying to get the contractors to let us do the waterproofing system before they even pour the basement floor. It's much less expensive. And we assume all the liability and risk for a wet basement going into the future.
Well, you know what? That's a really good idea. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, I think that is great. I mean, I will definitely have to talk to one of my developers about, introducing you, because we have 34 houses, that are going to be put in. I think that would be a great way. I know they do crushed stone and everything else, too. I know that they take a lot of preventative measures in hopes that it doesn't happen, but I guess it can.
It can be a crapshoot, and the fact is we will guarantee it dry.
Mm-hmm.
So even if something strange happens, there's no additional cost. We simply come back and take care of it.
That's awesome. Is there a reason the duck is here? Just because he's your friend, or you just bring him wherever
it's
you go?
It's bigger than the last one.
I know. I liked the last ones.
Those were
actually
cute. A trained guard duck. You were a little aggressive last time, so I'm just taking a little precaution.
A couple weeks ago, I was in Boston for my anniversary, and Mark saw Make Way for Ducklings for the first time.
First time ever?
Yeah,
wow.
You weren't here when the children were doing it. So what do you see that are the biggest causes of people getting water in their basement?
The biggest causes is groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
After the rains, the groundwater rises. It has nowhere to go. Soil content has a lot to do with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people, even they think, well, I'm on a hill and it's all sand under me. Doesn't necessarily mean the water's going to drain away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we definitely need to talk about the interior methods, because that's where the water is. And even if you've only seen water once in your life in the 35 years that you lived in the home, don't go ahead and finish it. A
mm-hmm.
lot of people have done that, and the last thing you want to see is me in there with a sawzall cutting down all your finish work.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of the soil content, so I know that, our house, because we're near Cranberry Bogs, is sand, and we've never had any problem with water in our basement, knock on wood, or anything like that. But are there different types that are not good, that a house could potentially be built on? I don't know. Is clay good, bad, or indifferent? Is sand better than maybe some other type of soil? What is the worst, and what is, you're pretty good if you've got this?
Clay is always the worst. Because all you're doing is making a swimming pool, and the water can't get away from the house. So it keeps building up next to the foundation, and eventually it just works its way in with the pressure. Sand, a lot of people have some luck with it, but even still, you get those really fast, heavy rains. It can give you a flash flood.
The thing is, people don't know. You know, when you bought your house, we didn't know it was built on sand.
I didn't know.
But we found out.
I had to take $13,000 away from me, and I never got it back. I didn't know anything. I was 24 years old.
Right. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, you buy this new house, and you assume because, I don't know, it was perked and that, you know, they went before the boards of the town, that everything's good, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's not. And that's just not a good thing. So, so if someone has had... So why is someone... Usually, is most of the percentage of the people calling you because they have a disaster? Because I'm thinking if someone had a little bit of water in their basement or something 10, 15 years ago, they're not going to be 10, 15 years later, be proactive. They're mm-hmm. not. They're not, right, generally speaking, mm-hmm. would you say?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can tell you it's around 3% of the people that are actually preventative. Most of the people that we deal with have seen water in the basement, have had water. It's destroyed their personal belongings. It's created mold. It's getting people sick upstairs. So there's not many preventative people out there right now. I mean,
yeah,
we keep
I wouldn't
trying
think
to
there are.
Educate, mm-hmm. and we keep pushing it. But, you know, a lot of, for some reason, some people do have it in their head that some pumps are bad, no matter what the situation is.
Oh, I'd rather have one. Right, I say that to people when we work as a buyer's agent, don't you? I mean, you're better to have something that never has to be utilized than to not have one and lose everything that you have. You know, I mean, and honestly, like one of the things we were talking about last week was, you know, just, you know, family members who pass away. And, you know, I have, you know, a bunch of stuff in my basement right now that was my mother-in-law's and a lot of, you know, a lot of memories. I mean, things that you just cannot replace. I mean, I can replace everything that I bought at the Christmas tree shop, but, you know, and quite cheaply, but I can't replace some of those other valuable items.
And one of the other things that for me as a buyer's agent, I'm sure, Sharon, the first thing people do when they open that cellar door, they smell the basement.
They do the whiff test.
They do the whiff.
Right? Do you guys do that?
Oh, yeah. That's the first indicator.
Like, that is huge for us.
Yeah.
And a lot of them do have that musty, and you know instantly that maybe not today and maybe not last month, but at some point there was water.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can even see the staining on the wall. So
effervescence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
look at that.
There's just a $6 cool. word.
Yeah.
I know, and you remembered it. Okay, so I'm impressed about that.
I said that one day, driving down the street at a big, I don't know, there was a big building, and I said that, and Mark said, thank you, Mrs. Cook, because our home inspector, Steve Cook. So when you, why don't we back up a little bit? Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford. We are talking to the crew over at Watchman Waterproofing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got it right. And where's your main offices in Hanson, correct?
We're in Hanson.
And where are the areas that you're servicing again, just so our listeners know?
We serve all of Eastern Mass. We're touching New Hampshire, and we actually get out into Rhode Island.
Well, yeah, so you're going all over.
We are. We're busy.
Yeah, I know. I know you have 5 crews going, and I'm looking at my notes, and you're looking to hire. So I was talking to my accountant today, and that's what he asked Mark. He's like, Mark, are you having a hard time getting people, like, you know, people to work? And he's like, yeah. You know, so it's sort of tough out there, but I don't know. You're looking. We want me to take resumes, but you want me to have them drop them off.
Oh yeah, put on our website and apply for a job, and it's a rather prestigious position, so we're very particular about who we take.
Mm-hmm.
And once somebody starts working with us, they generally stay.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work, as you've seen in your house, but we're helping people, and it's actually very satisfying.
Yeah, no, that is a big part of it. 781-837-4900. We have Larry here manning the phones. If you have any questions for our gang here tonight in regard to waterproofing your basement or asking any questions about maybe a concern or something like that that's come up in your house recently, give us a buzz here, 781-837-4900. I'm sure that they will be able to answer those questions. What would you do if somebody just calls and says, okay, I never want water in my basement. I've never had it, but I listen to the show and I want to do something just to, you know, just to make sure that I never get water. What are the steps from there?
We run into that quite a bit. People have intentions of finishing a basement, and we install a mechanical system to make sure that we handle any groundwater. We'll install vapor barriers. We can install dehumidifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And we can absolutely guarantee a basement dry. And we're protecting any of the building materials that you install.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. It's a very simple technique. It's a simple system. And a big, big system will take us less than a week.
Okay. So it's very simple, simple for you. And it's very, very complicated for us because we don't know. Like you're saying, this is what you do. This is what you use. But how do you do it? Are you cutting around the edges? Are you putting in a French drain? Like what? Like you using a barrier, but where is that going? Is it going on the walls? Is it going on the floor? Is it going on the ceiling?
Yes. It's, basically, we do cut the floor away from the wall. We cut it about a foot off. Mm-hmm. Dig down roughly 8 to 12 inches all the way around.
Wow, that's a big job then.
That's massive.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to actually carry it out of the house too.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, we install our pipes under the floor. We backfill with some nice stone. We'll vapor barrier the walls that are on the exterior side of the house so that that moisture starts coming in. It can't get into the basement. And then
so you're doing that on the so you have to dig on the outside of the house as well?
Well, it's on the foundation wall.
Okay.
Is it not pretty? What does it look like?
It's on the inside of the foundation, but it is a white vapor barrier. It's plastic, and most basements are very dark except for the finished ones. Mm-hmm. But once you turn on that light and it starts reflecting off the white vapor barrier, it really brightens it up. Mm. A lot of people tend to like it.
Okay.
But it's on the inside of the foundation.
Correct.
Okay. All right, I got you.
Yeah, we don't do any interior walls with it, but we do all the foundation walls.
So
anything that's touching the soil.
So mm-hmm. That's great if you have an unfinished basement and someone wants to finish their basement and they have you come in. But what do you do when someone has a finished basement? Maybe they got a little water, not much, but they're nervous because they have a finished basement. It wasn't me. It's not me. don't look at me like that. So,
come on, you can tell us.
So just a little.
Can you come over tomorrow for coffee? So what do you do and how much space does that system take up, the one that's mm-hmm. above ground?
Mine's big. My system, my thing, machine.
The dehumidifier.
My dehumidifier.
It's significant.
Term, right? Yeah, that's my technical term for it. What is it?
The dehumidifier.
Yeah.
It's significantly big. It's but it's a great unit. The yeah, show that picture to all the viewers.
Okay. Yeah.
See what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Amazing.
Okay. Wow, that is a very big job. So does that stay that, like you just see that white vapor stuff there
yep.
the whole time?
And
yep.
then someone
until,
can put their walls
until
up
they
around
decide
it.
To finish it, they frame right in front of it.
So what prevents the mold from growing behind that or mildew or something like that?
We do give the wall a bio wash, which
okay.
is our special chemicals to really prevent mold from growing. Because mold can't grow on concrete. It can really only grow in the dirt on the concrete. So if you give it a nice bio wash and even the plastic, behind it, mold cannot grow.
Okay. Yeah, because that would be my fear, because I know I've been in some homes and during inspections we've seen, like in the basement, they'd put, like, sort of like in crawl space areas too, they have insulation up there and then they just put some plastic there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can always see, like, puddles of, like,
yeah.
gunk and
yeah.
mold and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Because
so,
still, all they're doing is trapping the moisture up into the joists.
Okay.
Whereas when we go into crawl spaces and dirt floors, we like to lay the vapor barrier on top of the dirt itself and then stick it with a dehumidifier to really move that air around.
Mm-hmm. So you do all around the perimeter of mm-hmm. the basement, and then you do the walls. Anything on the, you know, the ceiling of the basement or the actual floor or?
The actual floor is going to be fine because once our system's a pressure relief system.
Okay.
You have some other systems out there with the 2-inch square pipe. Those really aren't relieving the pressure, whereas ours is deeper and it carries more water and moves the water out from under the floor. That's really where you can get the maximum protection.
Okay.
The pipes that you're putting in the ground, do they have like holes in them or is it just like one pipe and it's sucking water from one area?
Nope, they are perforated.
Okay, so that way there, if there's water, then it just sort of falls in there mm-hmm. and then it travels its way. And then is there also a sump pump that's involved with that system?
Yes, all pipes lead to a pump of some description.
Okay.
And for our newer customers, well, most of them are getting battery backups right now because mm-hmm. you will have power failure, you will eventually have pump failure, and the battery backups are there. We also have battery backups that'll text you if something's wrong.
Oh.
So I tell everyone, once the system's installed, I don't want you thinking about this. If you get a text message, call me right away, and that's all I want you to do.
Mm-hmm. So if someone has a sump pump that's older, that doesn't have the battery backup, can mm-hmm. you install a battery backup?
Yes. First thing we want to make sure is that the sump well is actually big enough to accommodate our pumps mm-hmm. and backups. Most people, their idea of a sump pump is a pump in a little 5-gallon bucket with some holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just insignificant. It's not significant. You all right over there?
Yeah, are you okay? Are you all right? Are you okay? I know CPR. We don't have a cough button here.
This waterproofing is exciting stuff.
Oh, she's all excited about the battery backups.
The battery.
I'm thinking about getting text messages from the batteries.
No, I love it. I'm so excited. Sorry.
Your batteries are dying.
Everyone just carry on.
Yeah, Miss Technology over here is thrilled to pieces that you're going to tend to something with technology on it. So, again, the phone number here is 781-837-4900. We have Larry manning the phones. And again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And even though people think, oh, why do you talk about these things? It doesn't sound much like real estate. These are the things that come up in real estate for us
all the time.
We're,
and we got a guy.
Yeah, and we got a guy. And we got two guys and a gal here. Mm-hmm. So it is important to make sure, one of the things we're always talking about, maintenance, that you want to make sure that, you know, these preventative is so much better. And I understand it when people are first getting their first homes and things like that, that they're not really thinking about it. But it's something that should be one of those little rainy day type right. funds that you want to have sort of put aside. I mean, I've been in my house almost 25 years. I never had my problem before, though. So they do just sort of appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still can't figure out why suddenly. I don't know. Maybe I asked somebody before. Maybe I asked you, like, mm-hmm. because we had air conditioning put in, and maybe that was the reason why, because that door was always shut upstairs. And
well, groundwater is a dynamic thing. You can have a very dry basement, and if your neighbor cuts down several trees,
mm-hmm.
you can get water.
Mm-hmm.
Trees are drinking water. If the city puts in a school a half a mile up the street, it's now collecting and channeling water in a different way. So you may have a wet basement as a result of that.
Yeah, I go to a lot of town meetings at town when people are doing things, and people are worried about that all the time. So with my situation, I smelt something, but we never saw anything, any water, like, you know, coming up from the ground or anything. But are you saying that I actually had water?
Not necessarily. You're dealing with more of a moisture issue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I believe you're still down. You're at the cranberry box, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of water around there sitting on the outside of the foundation. It might not have penetrated just yet, but it's definitely getting in the air, which is and when you close that door because of the air conditioning upstairs, you're losing a lot of airflow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think it is. But then you were able to put vents in all around in the finished area or the basement, mm-hmm. and so that way there the air will flow. And then the last time when you were on, I was telling you, maybe it still smells a little weird to me, but I just opened that back door to that back area, and it seems fine now. So it doesn't stink in my basement anymore. Aren't you happy?
Oh, yeah. We also
that should be your new your new slogan. We make basements not stink.
Right?
So. That's the implied task.
Yeah. Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, what are some of the topics that you guys want to start getting on top of here?
Probably some of our upcoming events. Julie has a list of things that we're doing. We're involved in some charities.
Mm-hmm.
And we attend duck races. They have rubber duck races for different charities and mm-hmm. fundraisers.
Oh, and
it's a natural fit for us.
I have a funny story about that, too. So you are really going to want to hold on for that. All right. 781-837-4900. When you come back, Cindy and myself are here with Watchman Waterproofing and Cindy Ford. And we also have a little guest sitting over there in the corner, Daryl Ford from the Gutter Monkeys, South Shore Gutter Monkeys. Thank you, Daryl, for just sitting there and being part of it. Water does come from gutters too, right? Can't it find its way into the house there?
It can.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Larry, we can take that break.
And now, two seagulls sitting on a gutter, talking.
Hey, Murph.
Silly, what are you doing out of the nest?
The old lady's sitting on the eggs tonight, so I flew the coop. What are you and the boys doing?
We're bird watching. Boy, the things we seagulls can see from up here. We're checking out all the dirty gutters on these houses.
These humans really should call South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Monkeys?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys. They clean gutters so you don't have to. Gutter tune-ups, annual 10-point topside inspection. Come on, these boys are the pros. Call them at 781-421-1111, and you'll talk to a real person.
No splat?
Look, the South Shore Gutter Monkeys don't do this stuff part-time. It's full-time, all the time, the whole South Shore. Visit them at SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Humans would have to be foolish not to call the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Speaking of foolish humans, look at that guy in the convertible. Cover me, Murph. I'm going in.
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial. I hate rain.
What are you talking about? I love rain.
Yeah, well, you're a duck.
Your point?
Well, being a duck, you're not a homeowner. Rain is great for the garden, but it also can bring wet, smelly basements.
I love a wet basement. Who doesn't like an indoor swimming pool?
Me. I'm calling Watchman Waterproofing.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim from Watchman Waterproofing. Water in the basement is no joke. It can damage appliances, cause mold and mildew, as well as structural damage, while decreasing your home's value. At Watchman Waterproofing, we make basements dry. No nonsense, no excuses. Whether it's a small leak or you're ankle deep, Watchman Waterproofing will solve your wet basement problem permanently. Don't wait. Call Watchman Waterproofing today at 1-800-653-4309 or go to watchmanwaterproofing.com. That's watchmanwaterproofing.com.
I never knew a dry basement could be this nice. I'm glad you went to watchmanwaterproofing.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Thank you to all my South Shore neighbors, and thank you for listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Watchman Waterproofing with us today, and we're talking about wet basements. And just in light of, you know, just the conversations and everything that's going on, I mean, Key West, I'm really glad that Mark really wanted to go see that in 2014 because yeah. It just is devastated, and I just don't, I mean, I don't even know where do you begin with all that water and getting rid of all that stuff, because they are going to have some serious mold problems down there if they don't start getting their electricity on and stuff. So you guys are not mold specialists, right? Or are you? Are you like certified mold specialist as well?
I am, yes.
Okay, so can you do samples and you do all that
yes.
stuff? Yeah, I think actually we did talk about that at my house. So when you first go to a house and you're noticing where people have mold, a lot of times it's up in the attic. You're not going up there to do any assessments there, right? I mean, there
correct.
Isn't anything
we
that
stick
could
to
be
the basement.
Done. Okay, because we had someone on one of my listings one time say, well, there must be water or something going on in the basement because there's some mold or mildew going on up in the attic. And I thought, from what I knew, water went downhill. I don't know how it would, like, creep up into an attic space. So does that seem inaccurate?
The water can be airborne, and it can be generated from the basement because all the air in the house is rising. It's typically warm air.
Okay.
And as it rises up, it carries the moisture with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you see people doing vapor barriers on the bottom of the first floor, you see all the water trapped against that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
water does come out of the basement, and it will travel through the house.
Hmm. We don't want that happening.
No.
Julie, I know that you wanted to talk about some events that are coming up. So, and I know we want to talk about these duck races, so tell me more.
All right, so the first event, our bookkeeper, Kelly mm-hmm. White, she's doing the Ride for a Cure for JDRF, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 100-mile ride in Florida on Amelia Island. I just want to shout her out. If you want to donate, we have a link on our Facebook page. This weekend, we have a duck race.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Conservation Trust. It's their 2017 Rubber Duck Regatta. It's at the Sandbar Restaurant. We'll be handing out duck whistles and doing any last-minute sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have it.
So where is that one again?
It's at the Sandbar Restaurant in Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Also information on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We've entered a duck decorating contest.
Oh, that's fun. We do a pumpkin one. I mean, it's, you know, we don't have any one little, we need an item. But we just go with Halloween, you know. So you want to hear my funny story about a duck race? So when Mark and I first moved to Pembroke, we were like, oh, let's be part of the community. Like when we first got the kids and everything. Do you know this is going right? So the Herring Run in Pembroke, they have duck races all the time. So, you know, we had been seeing the signs and we're like, oh, this is great. The ducks going down the Herring Brook, whatever. And I was like, this is going to be great. So we're there and you bet on them or whatever you do. And the whole time, now I'm thinking about this for a week, right? So we finally get into the parking lot and I finally have to ask my husband. I go, can I ask you, like, how do they keep the ducks in the water? And he's like, well, what do you mean? They just like sort of float down the river. I go, well, how do they not fly away? He's like, what? I go, how do they not fly away?
I love her.
He's like, Sharon, they're plastic. They clip the wings. He said, they're plastic. Here I am thinking for weeks and weeks that they're using live ducks, really trying to figure out how they're going to keep them there. I was like, maybe they put little weights on their little paddles. And Daryl, you're so used to it, aren't you?
No, definitely rubber ducks.
Rubber ducks, okay. Well, we should be more clear
good
about that.
Know,
you say duck races,
right?
I mean, yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad. Now everybody race, knows.
Is there a minimum like height and weight required? Because that's a big duck.
Usually they supply the ducks, whoever
okay, so that there's no funny business going on, right?
They
no
weighted ducks.
You basically get a number or you name the duck. Then the first one to cross the finish line wins. For the Dennis Conservation Trust duck race, rubber duck race, you can actually win $1,000, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm in. That's big money.
There's one we do, and you win a trip for two anywhere in the world.
Really?
Really. Where's that one? And when is it?
Mm-hmm.
That one's held at the Allen Pond Audubon Sanctuary.
Okay.
I think it's in Westport.
Okay.
And first prize, $10 for a duck, and they raise money for their conservation efforts there. And first prize is dinner for two anywhere in the world, including airfare and hotel.
Wow. Can you buy more than one duck?
You
can
buy as many as you like.
Hmm.
And if you do the math, it's pretty simple.
They take in
$50,000 or $60,000, and the prize is only $5,000 or $6,000. But it's such an exotic.
Yeah, but even if I spent $1,000, I'm getting a trip anywhere.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. I'm actually a member of the Audubon Society. Mm-hmm. Just
you
saying.
Missed this year's, but you should check it out next year.
Yeah, I will. You guys will have to come on right before so you can remind me and I'll go.
So is your duck decorated? Because it's not so pretty.
No, this one,
okay,
I'm decorating it to tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
It's in the home.
Because it needs decoration.
I think you should do diamonds on its bill.
Diamonds.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I might have to get another duck and enter.
Yeah.
Right? It's a contest, so.
Yeah, it is a contest.
And right. Oh,
go ahead. No, you can go ahead.
Right now, the idea is a Watchman waterproofing superhero duck.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see how my decorating
with a jackhammer.
With a jackhammer.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be interesting because I'm not.
That's how we're going to keep the duck down with a jackhammer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just weight it down. So is there any other upcoming events?
Next weekend is the Wilmington Home Show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the South Shore show. And then September 30th is the Bridgewater Autumn Fest we'll be at.
Oh, okay.
Handing out duck whistles, so if they want duck whistles.
Whereabouts
so
is that going to be?
Because we only live in the next town over.
We have an office in Bridgewater.
Pretty sure it's right. I'm not sure exactly. I'm pretty sure it's right on the campus of Bridgewater State.
Oh, okay. I have two nieces that go there, so.
Yeah, right in front of Boyden Hall.
There you are.
Alumni. Okay, so there's a harvest festival, did you say?
Autumn Fest.
Mm-hmm. Autumn Fest. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's the 30th.
Yeah, we should go. I'll give you a bunch of Boston Connect Real Estate keychains or something to give out. I will give them a pen, and then they can decorate their ducks.
There you go. It's not a duck race, but yeah, we'll do that.
It's not a duck race, I know. It's just whatever. They're giving ducks out or something. So, and then I also see in our notes that somebody ran into Sharon's husband. Who did? You? Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys are sharing a microphone there.
Dave and I ran into Mark and your favorite bulldog at the plumbing supply.
Oh, you did.
What's the dog's name?
Gracie.
Right.
Yeah.
Takes her everywhere.
A mother could love. And Mark was explaining to us how close you were to the dog, and it was natural. It made sense.
I'm not really that close. He's really close to that dog.
So Gracie goes everywhere with him. Come on, Gracie. Brings her in the office, whether it's Saturday, Sunday. I'm in there.
Bring Gracie. She stinks. She drools and she snores. So, yeah, whatever. She's a good dog. So let's get into some of your horror stories, because that's my favorite part, too. I mean, it's awful to hear, but, you know, like, they want to hear about people's nightmares and everything, but horror stories that our listeners never want to have. So let's hear them.
Yeah.
I've got one. I'll be less graphic than I care to be. We went to a local house, and people had about 2-3 inches of water in the basement. And they're the type of people that just forgot they had a basement, and they actually allowed the dog to get downstairs to do its business.
Oh.
And it only became an issue because the dog couldn't get downstairs and come back up the stairs in a relatively clean fashion.
Oh.
So by the time we got down there, I was very glad that I had knee-high boots on, because it wasn't...
Really?
It wasn't a very pretty sight or a very nice condition down there.
Wow. Did they warn you before you went down there?
Actually, no.
Wow.
Did that smell, didn't that permeate upstairs?
Yes, ma'am,
like while
did.
I'm cooking dinner? Oh, is that something I smell?
It was pretty bad.
Because it's over and over again, not just the once.
Not, yeah, yep. It's not a one-time offense.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, well, Gracie is offensive a couple times a day. I mean...
Right. So is Max. I'm just thinking.
I know.
Why would you let your animal go in the basement? Why couldn't they go, let it? Let's just go with the outside.
It was too cold. It was wintertime.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Most people usually get those little nice sweaters for the dogs and the little booties so they're not cold.
No, I just open the door and let them go.
Yeah. No, just go downstairs.
I had a client. She was an elderly woman, and I remember that. I mean, sadly, she, you know, passed away, and when her daughter went into the house, her daughter was living far away, and when we went there, it was similar, but it wasn't in the basement. It was like on, you know, a couple of the floors and everything, so they actually had to cut out like wood and everything, and put plywood down and stuff like that. So that's sort of a yucky story there, but that happens. Sometimes people just don't care. I you know what I mean? Ugh, I'm so glad I didn't eat dinner yet. Do you have any fun stories? Or?
Oh, we find lots of fun things.
Okay.
You get those, I don't know if they have a name, but we call them petrified spiders. You get the little white spiders that have been taken over by mold, and they're about, you know, an inch round, and they're just fuzzy.
They've been taken over by... Ugh.
Yeah, they're actually killed by mold.
Really?
They're just hanging out in the basement, and some places, we went to this old farmhouse in Dover, and there was quite a bit of them.
Really?
So, wait a minute. So you're seeing, like, not necessarily, but he's encased, is it mummified?
Picture a daddy long legs that's bright, bright white, and it's got about 2 inches to an inch to 2 inches of fuzz on them.
Hmm.
And they light up the sky.
Really? Wow. I am so itchy. Yeah, let's talk more about the water stuff instead. So we just heard our doorbell. That actually gives myself and Cindy just a couple of minutes just to talk about real estate. Again, you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. We are happy to have Watchman Waterproofing with us again here tonight. I mean, they did a system in my house. It's great. I don't have that odor anymore because, you know, that smell. I mean, we all smell it right away. And if you are thinking about putting your home on the market, that is one of the things that we do when we're walking around. We're letting people know, you know, hey, I'm doing the smell test, and I'm just letting you know, like, you need, you know, to have some services done here.
Because they don't smell them after what? People don't smell certain smells in their home after a while.
Yeah, right? They go nose deaf, and that's why they let the animals in the basement.
Yep, and the buyers are going to see it. So it's going to cost you less in the long run than it will if you put your house on the market and then have to deal with it after a home inspection and everything, because everybody doubles or triples the cost of what it's going to really cost. So, and I know you can't give an analysis of what, you know, how much one costs, but what is the range if you had, like, let's just say a small cape like my house?
If you have a foundation that's 24 by 30, or is it by that, or is it by the linear foot, or how do you...
It's tough because you can give a linear foot pricing, but then again, there's so many variables. Sewer lines, finish work, rocks.
So each job is actually, like, unique. Every single one of them. Not one can be the same, even if it's an unfinished basement. Yeah. Right?
Correct. And they can range from anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000.
Yeah.
Really? Right.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, if you're thinking about doing any type of, you know, finishing in your basement, you want to have that nice finished basement because you want that extra living area, definitely give Watchman Waterproofing a phone call so you can get that done first. And then you'll know that you will always have a dry basement because you guarantee it because you make basements dry and unstinky. So how can people get in touch with you?
The easiest way is our 800 number, which is 1-800-653-4309, or you can go to our website, watchmanwaterproofing.com.
And that phone number one more time, because I know it rings on your phone, so let's hope we get some people to ring a ring over there. Can you give that number one more time?
I can. It's 1-800-653-4309.
Perfect. That was Watchman Waterproofing. Again, if you want to get your basement done before the season starts getting too rainy, definitely give them a call. I'm Sharon McNamara with Cindy Ford. Cindy, how can people get in touch with us?
781-367-4419, or you can call the office at 781-826-8000.
Perfect. I'll go to bostonconnect.com and listen to our podcast. Thank you, Larry.